This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a meth medley plus robots and English chips. On the way in just a moment.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
I remember the first time I saw you. I went to your doorstep and rang the bell. Your parents told me your dog's name was Henry, and I laughed and said, hey, that's my name as well. I remember your face as you came down the stairway, your ebony hair and your deep hazel eyes. At the sight of your beauty, I started to quiver, and I just couldn't think of the right things to say. And my hands started shaking, my heart palpitating, my palms started sweating, and I ran out of breath, and I fell on the floor, and I started to vomit, and I lost all control of my bodily functions. And you went to the kitchen to get paper towels to clean up the mess I had made on your floor. By that time, I'd already emptied my bowels, and it just didn't seem to give a damn anymore. So I took off my pants and started attacking your doggy, and your parents threatened to call the police. So I yanked out the phone cord and closed all the curtains and said, don't move or nobody leaves here alive. And your neighbors woke up because they heard the commotion, and they called 911 and they sent a patrol car and a vice squad and a chopper and a few hundred good men. And I had a gun, but didn't have bullets. So here I am in this cold, darkened jail cell, thinking of you and the time that we had. And I know that you're laughing about the whole misunderstanding, and I just get that same old feeling again. My hands start to shake, and my heart starts to beat, and my palms start to sweat, and I run out of breath, and I fall on the floor, and I start to vomit. And I lose all control of my bodily function.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
We could get back to the sports page in just a second. Pat, you said you have a little tribute song that applies to three of the same news story.
What is I've put together a medley for you.
Oh,
very nice.
We're going to jump ahead to those three right now.
All right. What have you got, Christy?
U.S. Customs agents in Texas intercepted over $8 million worth of meth hidden within a shipment of squash. That's right. The agency said officers at the Far International Bridge cargo facility encountered a tractor trailer carrying a shipment manifested as chayote, a green pear-shaped squash native to Mexico.
I see.
Further inspection, however, Josh revealed 3,770 packages of what appeared to be meth.
See the picture?
The 1,000. No, I didn't.
The packages are those things when you go to the produce section that pull out and you put your vegetables in them.
Little green bags?
That gave it away.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
It's full of white powder. That's not squash.
1,000 pounds of narcotics with an estimated value of $8.9 million.
Those poor meth heads trying to get those bags open.
You know, when I go with my dogs, though, I've got to take I get the bag open first, and I stuff them in my pocket that way.
So that's a good idea.
When I pull them out, I can kind of, when they open right up.
Wait a minute.
For your doggy waste bags or for your produce bags?
They stick together like those produce bags do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't get them apart.
You don't stuff the bags back into your pocket after it has to
open. No, but you open them up.
Can you open them up? I can't open them up.
You get them open, then you go like this, and then you kind of crumple them, so then they're much easier to
reopen. That really is a good trick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're standing there holding onto two dogs trying to get the things apart.
I know.
And it's raining, for example. Check local listings.
I've stopped using those for a lot. If I buy three potatoes, I just buy three potatoes.
Oh, you don't use the produce bags?
No, I don't either. No, right? I mean, I'm going to wash those babies good anyway.
For a second, I thought you were walking your dog. I stopped using them. I just pick them up with my hand, put it in my pocket.
My hands off.
I got to do a lot of laundry.
Reusable cloth ones that are really nice. Little
very nice.
Yeah, they're like a cloth mesh bag. They're real nice. You can wash them in the washing machine.
Oh, not for poop.
No.
They tried. They tried. One of those Earth Day people. Yeah, the mesh dog poop bags. It was an Earth Day thing. Didn't really work.
See, and you said me being stupid wasn't going to help. See?
U.S. Customs agents in Texas have arrested a 32-year-old man. He was attempting to smuggle meth across the border on a bicycle.
What the heck's going on?
Officers noticed anomalies in the appearance of the man's bicycle as he arrived from Mexico.
And he was also going 93 miles an hour.
Hey,
hi, officer. How are you?
A drug-sniffing dog alerted officers to the presence of narcotics. Upon dismantling the bike, they discovered meth and other contraband.
Were they for personal use, or was he trying to peddle drugs? Oh, thank you.
Cute.
And in Pennsylvania.
Cute.
Peddle drugs. Mm-hmm.
And in Pennsylvania, police say a nursing home resident is now in custody for allegedly selling meth. According to the police, officers were called to the Orisburg's Nursing and Rehabilitation Center after a staff member found a straw and a white substance inside a bag under a resident's mattress.
What do you need? I got it.
The man confessed that another resident had sold him the drug for $10. The 70-year-old suspect, a Joseph Hunt Sr., eventually admitted to selling the drugs while a search of his room turned up a clear plastic baggie with a white substance that tested positive for You guessed it.
At the old folks' home.
Methamphetamine.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said before, if your teeth have already fallen out, there's one less thing you have to worry about if you're into meth.
Good point.
Did you guys see that show about the meth heads in nursing homes?
No, we haven't
seen it. What was it called?
Breaking Hip. You didn't see Breaking Hip?
See, they're old, you see. Brittle is
nobody
the
saw Breaking Hip.
Maybe Breaking.
You know what? I saw Breaking Bad.
I saw Breaking Back. No.
I like that.
How about Breaking Bad?
So, Pat, we have three separate meth stories, and you've combined them all into a song?
A little medley, yeah.
Original? Oh, good.
Yes, an original. Canine sniff the meth in the squash. Their jail time may be a little hush. Oh, customs found meth in the bike. It was dragging in the back like a kid's trike. Meth sold at nursing homes, please explain what happened to the boats and all that cocaine. So we'd like to know what happened to the cocaine. We'd like to know what happened to the cocaine.
It was meth.
There's meth in the squash.
Meth in the squash.
Meth in the squash. Meth in the bike. There's meth in the home.
The old folks home.
Meth in the squash. Meth in the bike. Meth in the home. What happened to the coke in the boat?
A lot going
on there.
Yeah. Meth in the old folks home.
Yes.
That is odd. Don't let the guy call bingo. He'll be blasted there. What'd you say?
B9, I won. It wouldn't be I won, obviously.
I've always wanted to do that, call numbers, but you said at a bingo game, you said you've done it, and it's
yes.
No messing around.
No, they take it very seriously.
Yeah.
And it was possibly the smokiest room I've ever been in my life.
And most of those let more than one card, almost everybody. At least two or three cards they have at a time.
Oh, yes.
The daubing, whatever it's called.
Machine. Daubers?
Oh, it was.
I got my daubers. I got my trolls.
Very serious bingo players. We're going to head back to Chick McGee at the sports desk. What's happening?
They've got all the good cards.
Yeah.
Got to get here.
Did you guys see last night's episode of Breaking Hip?
I like your devotion.
Okay,
to
try it now. The Breaking Bad. I got my daubers.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that episode?
Did you see that episode of Breaking Hip?
No, Breaking Back.
Back? I'm not going with.
No.
But it sounds closer to Breaking Bad.
Well, I don't care.
Doesn't work.
Breaking Hip breaking is more hip. Common.
I don't think it would hurt anyone for you to try it.
I'll try it.
Hey, I got my daubers, right?
Oh, yeah. Did you see last night's episode of Breaking Back?
I don't know. Yeah, Breaking Hip, probably.
Several humanoid robots. Ran alongside humans in a Chinese half marathon. Why isn't anyone stopping this? The bipedal robots of various makes and sizes navigated the 13.1-mile course supported by teams of human navigators, operators, and engineers.
It is so cool.
Creepy. It's the word you want.
A humanoid robot has arms, legs, and it looks like it's amazing.
As a precaution, the divider separated the parallel courses used by robots and people. According to reports, the Tian Kung Team Sky Project Ultra robot claimed victory among the non-humans.
I did it.
Crossing the finish line at 2 hours, 40 minutes.
Yeah, the winning human was just over an hour or so. The humans won this time.
Yeah.
It's really really interesting to watch these things.
Human participant followed conventional rules. The 20 teams with machines and the humanoid robot half marathon competed under tailored guidelines, which included battery swap pit stops.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
A robot would have won, but unfortunately it grabbed one of those cups of water and threw it over its head.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Same thing happened when they were doing the triathlon. They did okay on the bikes. The minute they hit the water, short circuit. And then you see there's the one thing where it looks like a big oil slick. For authenticity, one of the robots just pooped himself.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Like the regular runners.
You want to make it real, don't you? Mm-hmm. You got to... Do they Vaseline up their thighs?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
On their nipples, you know.
Oh, yeah,
chafe
yeah.
Chafe your nipples.
Butt cracks.
That is an issue. Something to see.
Chafe your butt crack?
Now,
when you're pegged, you know.
Okay, we go back to that.
Well, you do love it.
It's your birthday tomorrow.
That's right, I'm fully aware of that.
Are you looking forward to it?
Hey, at this point, each one that comes by, nice bonus.
You're playing with house money, huh? Yeah.
Now, go out and make it a great day.
Glad to be here. Are we still at the sports page?
A Sherpa guide will attempt to climb Mount Everest for the 31st time and break his own Guinness World Record.
Ah.
Kami Rita, lovely Rita.
His politics don't enter into it. Well, that's his name. He's not just a commie.
No.
K-A-M-I.
I see.
Commie. Flew to Everest over the weekend to lead a group of climbers who will try. He doesn't live there? Where the hell does he live? Probably Park Avenue.
Yeah, you know how they.
You know how they rake in the money after they climb Everest. Right. He'll try to reach 29,032-foot summit during the spring climbing season. Have you seen the pictures back from Everest where it's like 300 people in line waiting to...
Standing, waiting
to go up to the summit.
Ridiculous.
All the romance is completely gone.
He's 55 years old. He's told reporters, I am mentally, emotionally, and physically prepared to climb the mountain.
Where's he from?
Sherpa.
Uh-huh.
Sherpaville.
Yeah.
I am in top physical condition right now.
Don't they have to bring their poop down now?
I don't think they've started that.
Man can't help himself.
They've all he started, talks about.
No, I mean, I'm serious.
Last story, this story.
Oxygen bottles they want him to bring.
Oh, okay.
Not poop.
How, and they don't they bring down the other fellas that are frozen up?
I don't think they're supposed to, no. They stay on the...
They don't just sort of bobsled them down?
Wee!
Throw them like into big a popsicles. Crevasse.
He currently holds the record for the most successful ascents of Mount Everest at 30 times.
Yeah, he's the only one that's done that. And you know, if you do it 30 times,
yeah,
you get a free latte.
Oh, wow. That's a nice
they punch your, they put There's a guy that punches your card at the top.
How cool is it going to be when there's a Starbucks on the summit? And
It'll be the saddest day.
A little strip mall? Why not?
To
sad.
A little oxygen bottles.
Oh.
Grossly market.
Climbing runs in the... Here's the human interest part of the story. Right. So I use this one.
Well, I like it.
Climbing runs in the family, Josh. Kami's sister and his father among the first Sherpa Mountain guys. Kami's father's name, of course, is Soshi.
Oh, sure. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Socialist.
And Fashi is their wife. And
according to Nepal's Department of Tourism, who must get a lot of calls, 214 climbers have been issued permits to attempt Mount Everest from the Nepali side of the peak in south this climbing season, which ends in May. And that's the preferred side to go up, by the way, the south side.
A little warmer.
Rough. It's a little warmer.
A little warmer. Okay, good.
A little flatter.
Is that sports?
A little longer. No, Tom. You're following along. You know it's not sports. A man in the UK, and you'll have to help me here, Tom. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's England, Ireland, and Wales. And Scotland there.
Scotland, yeah. A man in the UK has broken the Guinness World Record for the fastest time to wrap 5 portions of French fries, or chips, as they call them in the UK. What
wrap?
Does that mean? What
is he in the newspaper?
Yeah, they wrap them in paper. Oh, and like a flour tortilla? No.
It's just like French fries.
Yeah.
They just wrap them in paper.
And this is a record people aspire to.
Well, this is a big thing.
It's got to be under a minute.
Fish and chips over there?
Hopefully it's under 30 seconds.
Mr. Zohaib Hussan.
Hey, Hoobzon.
His time of 40.13 seconds beat the previous record by over 4 seconds. The successful attempt was made in celebration of National Fish and Chips Day.
Ah,
the Arthur Treacher Day.
I'm going to have to leave town when I move over there on National Fish and Chips
Day. You don't like fish and chips?
No, it'll be just too crowded.
They are good.
I like the malt vinegar, too.
That's my favorite.
I was just talking about that yesterday. Putting vinegar on the French fries at the fair.
Real
man,
tasty.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but Five Guys, I think, has a better technique.
Whoa. They
just take the entire fryer, dump it in a bag, and hand it to you.
They give you 3 more bags, too, and then a box to take home.
there are a lot of fries.
Nobody asks for more fries at Five Guys. That's true. let's see. Zohaib, whose family has owned the Zero Plus Fish Bar for over 30 years. Josh, you want to go down to the fish bar with me?
Yeah, want to head up Zero Plus?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
this guy's famous over there.
How about that? for his rapping skills?
Yeah, there's a picture of him with the King.
Charles?
With King Charles.
He's eating fish and chips with King Chuck. That's right.
Yeah, chips with Chuck?
Chips with Chuck.
That's Zero Plus.
That'd be a great cooking show. Hi, Chips with Chuck, and it's the King.
He's also won the...
Kings and Cars getting chips?
He won the Young Fish Fryer of the Year Award.
Oh!
Presented by Dry White, whatever
Kings
that
and Carriages.
Is.
All right.
Now, do you mention that to a lady on the first date, Josh?
What?
That you're a king, or that you're the greatest
Fish fryer?
That I won the Young Fish Fryer of the Year Award.
I don't think you have to tell her, because you probably smell like fish.
Yeah, she knows.
Nothing like fish and oil.
Yeah, she's checking her douche.
Either you're hiding a giny down there. Fish fryer.
Isn't that fun?
Boy.
Fish
fun.
And chips?
Yeah, you think no!
That's not
you
fun.
Don't like fish and chips?
That's not the point.
I don't like the story.
The contest is not fun.
It's fine.
Eating is fun.
It's fine.
Okay, it's a long show. You got anything else?
I mean, we have to fill it with crap.
You know something, Josh? You know what record you
have? Yeah, I got something.
You'd have the record for unwrapping the fry.
I've got something.
You weren't going to say it until I was
holding back.
You had it already, didn't you?
Yeah. I was holding back thinking, you know, so when we do this story.
If you make trouble, it's coming out.
When we do this story, this is a guy who has the record for wrapping the fries. Josh, unwrap them in 1.2 seconds.
I'm a little surprised that you like the chips so much because they tend to be closer to steak fries than they do shoestring.
A lot of potato.
I do not like steak fries, as Bob famously said, too much potato.
That's like saying there's too many boobs.
Too much. Yes.
No, it's not. That breading over there. Oh,
no. The best French fries are the ones at McDonald's. They're small. Same with pancakes. Thinner the better.
No, that's not true.
No, that's not true at all.
But I'm glad that you like them like that.
Waffles are the way to go.
You like skinny mini pancakes?
It's like a crepe.
You know, he wants to be able to see through.
Thin.
No, that's called a crepe.
There's just be a hint of pancake.
I don't go to French restaurants for my pancakes. I'm an American alive, you know. Thank you very much. Although I do like those Five Guys burgers, but yeah, they may be overdoing it with the fries.
Will you shut up?
Okay, sorry.
You're going to ruin it for all of us.
Yeah, so help me God.
You ruin.
If we come in here tomorrow, Five Guys went out of business. Apparently, it was a fry problem. I'm coming after you.
Don't know it's too much yet.
No, nobody's told them.
Now, Josh, if you could get it easily done, would you put a deep fryer in your kitchen?
Come on.
Oh, because I would. This is one of the things I regret when I built a house. I don't know why we didn't put it in a deep fryer.
And I honestly would not. The air fryer really does fry.
Yeah. That's a thing.
Would you build a drive-thru once you have the air fryer?
Clapping from the.
I'm not even sure why that's
just
funny.
Just drive around yourself.
There we go.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Orangen, Klasse 1, je 2 Kilo Netz nur 2,79 Euro. Oder Philadelphia Frischkäse, je 195 Gramm für nur 1,19 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.